This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Know that we are living in a home.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to our program Islam Quest. Dear brothers and sisters, we are discussing about the top 10 ways to be productive Muslim. And we have mentioned the first and foremost thing to become a productive Muslim is you need to believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with certainty and obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We also mentioned the second way to focus on salah so that you may gain khushu and you may become productive Muslim. We've also mentioned that you need to avoid vain talks and wastage of time to be productive Muslim. The fourth way to be productive Muslim, my brothers and sisters, is by paying charity. If you pay charity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will strengthen you, will empower you. The least benefit of paying charity, it boils down the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. It drops down the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your productivity. You as a Muslim should pay charity so that we may become productive Muslim. And indeed, paying charity is a benefit to yourself and to others. And that's how the spirit of Islam is, that you be good and help others also to be good. The fifth way to be productive Muslim, my brothers and sisters, is to abstain from unchaste act, from immoral acts. Indeed, especially the youth, you need to make sure that you are away from unchaste acts, from immoralities. For this will kill your productivity. For this will weaken your productivity. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He helps those who help themselves. And you, if you really would like to be a productive Muslim, you need to make sure that you abstain and you're away from unchaste acts, from unchaste and immoral acts, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you a productive Muslim. The sixth way to be productive, my dear brothers and sisters, is to make sure that you pray Qiyamul Layl. That you pray Qiyamul Layl in order to be productive. When you make this struggle, when you make this effort, when you take this initiative of standing up all alone in the last part of the night, in the Qiyamul Layl, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what all you need, it strengthens the spirit of your Islam. It empowers your iman, and it increases your productivity. As a result, you become productive Muslim. You will not be a normal Muslim, my brothers and sisters. You will be a productive Muslim when you pray Qiyamul Layl. When you pray Qiyamul Layl, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you beneficial for your own self and for others. For indeed, you stand in the night only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This action is so powerful that it gives power to your tongue and it becomes convincing. That it strengthens your heart so that you establish yourself on the haq, on the truth, and it increases and empowers your mind so that it will help you. It will help you to increase your productivity. My dear brothers and sisters, it is indeed the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has given us these ways to adopt in order to be productive, in order that we may bring better results as human beings, as Muslims, who will benefit to ourselves and to others. Another way to be productive, my brothers and sisters, is to be patient. Be patient, my brothers and sisters. Patience requires stability. It requires consistency. It requires that you are stable, you're matured, you're sensible, and you're conscious. You know that you are on the right path. And you need to, patience demand that you need to carry on with the right path. You need to be productive, and you need to establish that productivity. You need to carry on that productivity. You need to protect yourself and prevent yourself from all those unproductive ways and actions that may harm your productivity. And patience helps you to do this. Patience makes you stable and productive. So the best gift that a person gets, if he's being patient, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Baqarah, Surah number 2, Ayah number 153, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allah ma'as sabirin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with those who are patient. In order to be patient, my brothers and sisters, you will gain productivity. Make sure that you be patient so that you be in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you will gain productivity. Another way, my dear brothers and sisters, to gain productivity is to make sure that you invest your time, your skill, your energy in the ways that are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ways that are most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you need to invest your time, your energy, your mind, your skills, your talent in those ways. In those things, you need to invest all your resources that you have that are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you invest these things, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your productivity. And you will be empowered. You will be beneficial. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He helps those who help themselves. So in order to increase your productivity, you need to work on it. You need to work on it. You need to make that effort. You need to struggle. You need to work hard in order that you may become productive. And the last way, my dear brothers and sisters, to increase and improve your productivity is that remember death and care for Akhirah. Understand that we are here only for once. We are here for a limited time. We are here for a purpose. We are here for a goal. We cannot waste our time, our energy, our efforts, our skills in things which are unproductive. Remember death. It may approach you all of a sudden. It may approach you and you will be disconnected from this world. The most beloved will be away from you. The beloved things will be disassociated from you. Remember death, for this will caution you that you have limited time and you need to make use of your life productively. This will alarm you. This will caution you. Death, it reminds you that you do not belong here. And whatever the period that you are here, you need to be productive Muslim. You need to make sure that you do those acts which are helpful, which are beneficial, which are good for the whole of humanity. A Muslim by nature, my brothers and sisters, we are being programmed. We are being programmed that we do not belong to this world. We are here for a temporary visit. This is not our final destination. Remember death, for death is certain, and we don't know when death will approach us. This reminder about death will help you. This reminder of death will help you to be productive. The care for hereafter will help you to raise for righteousness, to increase your righteousness, to improve your productivity. The care for akhirah, the zeal to get the highest level of Jannah will help you to produce productive results from your life. The zeal to protect yourself from the hellfire will help you to prevent from all those acts, from all those things which are disobedient, which are wrong, which are evil, and which are disliked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have care for akhirah, for this will make you a productive Muslim. My dear brothers and sisters, if we have real care for akhirah, we will make use of everything and every time of ours, every skill that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with. We will make use of everything as best. And that helps us to be productive Muslim. Dear brothers and sisters, these are the ways that we have mentioned and shared with you to be productive Muslim. But these ways will be merely ways if you do not apply them in your lives. These ways are meant to be practiced. These ways are meant to be implemented in order to get productive results. My dear brothers and sisters, a Muslim should be remarkable and supreme and excellent in everything that you do. A Muslim will always leave an impact. A Muslim will always leave an impact which is positive, which is productive. In all these things, all these ways are only possible, my dear brothers and sisters, if we submit ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all sincerity. I would like to end this episode with an ayah from Surah Ali Imran, Surah number 3, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah haqqa tuqatih wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you believe, fear Allah as He should be feared, and do not die except as Muslims. Also, I would like to mention the ayah as a closing of this episode, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, udkhulu fis-silmi kaffa, enter into Islam wholeheartedly, completely. وَلَا تَتَّبِيُ خُطْوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ, and do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ, for verily, he is to you an open enemy. So be at war with this enemy all the time, and you will be a productive Muslim. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Open your eyes to the world of today. Believe not the lies that they always say. Look for the truth and swallow your pride. For things that you thought that didn't exist, that you might find. Know that we are living.